you have this appointed time in which to become one with yourself and allow that self to reach up for the universe. And if there is a, what would you say, if there is a positive thing to be garnered from all of the COVID trial, it is this, that you are more one with yourself and you are more in touch with the universe. So this is a good thing. And what we are observing now, and you will all be finding it, you will find that there are places in you where you want to hang on to an old way. We are not even saying a bad way, but an old way of being. And what you will find is that when you are trying to do that in these changing times, it becomes painful because we are moving. Everything is moving forward. Now, that does not mean that the things you enjoyed in the past cannot be redefined in the present and in the future. Certainly things that you may have valued in the past can come forward with you. But as you are feeling your way through this walk, you will find that there are some things you want to leave behind. One of the, what would we say, surprising things that will come up for many of you is that unpleasant things may rise to the surface. And you may think to yourself, why now? Why is this happening now? And it is happening now so that you know what to leave behind. You may have a memory, you may have a situation, or even a dream that comes up, and it is not good. It is not pleasant. And we hope by now you know not to turn on yourself and say, what is wrong with me that I have not healed with that? Do not do that. Do not do that at all. But it is not surprising that less than delightful things will show themselves now. But they are not showing themselves in order to take on your life and do something unfortunate to it. They are showing up so that we can move it out. We can let go of it. Now, we want to talk to you for a moment about how to let go. This is a question we know that comes up quite frequently. So here is the information and here are the tools. When something comes up, it is a memory. Even if you have feelings with it, it is nonetheless a memory. If, say, for instance, there was a bad childhood thing or an incident with bad feelings, you may find it revisited, you may even feel a bit with it, but it is a memory. It is not the thing that is happening in the present moment. It is a memory. So remember that when you encounter that, there is no room for judgment, no room for shame, no mood for regret, none of those things. But if you can say, I am remembering how something felt, and the something I am remembering is a memory. And so I will allow it to present itself however it might do that, but I will not go back to it. I will not feed energy into it. I will not try to assign some meaning to it. This is one of the challenges. We so love to assign meaning to things that have happened in the past. And if it is a memory, it cannot be interfered with in that way. So when you find yourself trying to go back and give meaning to a memory, please resist that. Note that you are trying to do that, but do not continue it, because it gives energy to something that is in the past. So we want to let it, what would we say, die down. We want it to die down, so it does not bring forward any power with it. Now, once again, the fact that it is up is an opportunity to work this thing that we are talking about on it. It is our opportunity to say, that is a memory. That is not my life now. That is not me now. That is a thing that happened. And I am going to let it go back into the memory banks. I do not need to carry it forward with me. There is a very interesting thing in your older photographs, perhaps even some of your photographs now. There would be a picture of an event, perhaps happy, perhaps not. But over time, that photograph fades. And given long enough, it will disappear. And this is what we want to remember about hard things that are memories. They are like photographs. We have a snapshot of a memory. And if we do not keep feeding it or giving it meaning or going over it, it will, in a very natural way, fade out of your life. And that is the thing that we want. It does not mean that you do not know about it, but it means that you are not feeding energy into it. And it's when you are able to look at some things in your life in that way, you will be able to release it, because it is not requiring your brain to do anything. It is simply requiring you to acknowledge and then pull your energy back into the present time. The present time is sacred, and that is where all things that are good are happening. So we want to do everything we can to get into our present moment. Now then, we understand that in the present moment, there are also things that are difficult, or that we have not yet dealt with or not yet had an opportunity to deal with. So the thing you must know about yourself is that you will be compelled to do the right thing when the right time comes. We're going to say that again. You will be compelled to do the right thing when the right time comes. So in the present moment, let us not spend a great deal of time pressing on ourselves to do a right thing if the elements of change have not lined up yet. And we must understand that that is not a matter of a brain decision. That is the matter of an integrated decision. And what we're dealing with in the present, let us remember that. That we are walking our path in the best way that we can. We are caring for ourselves in the best way that we can. And we are going to trust this really important spiritual thing. At the right time, we will make the right decision. So we do not need to pressure ourselves or worry about things, because the right time for all decisions will tell us that it is here, and we must continue and to enrich our lives, to do our paths, and to wait for that time in the present that says, here is a turn you need to make. We know this can be challenging, both the past and the present, but we want you to keep in mind that this is the way we are built, and this is the way that the universe works. So kindness to yourself and patience and awareness of the time when the right moment speaks to you. So in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily, deeply. Feel the rose of love come and be all around you. And when you breathe, breathe in love and let it go to every place in your body. Exhale fear. Feel a warm rain fall all around you and let it wash away the troubles of the week. Let it wash away any old thing that might have arisen. Give it to the rain and let the rain wash it away. Feel the golden light fill your body and let that golden light from the universe with its power and its wisdom touch your thoughts. Touch your communication with yourself. Brighten your third eye so that it is wise. Touch your heart and your solar plexus, your second center and your root. Let that golden light fill your body. Awaken what is asleep. Heal what is hurting. Make wise what might be confused. And let your body be golden, holding the universe in your own sphere. Bring your attention into your heart center and look at your beautiful garden. See what is growing there. See the waterfall. And go to the waterfall and drink from the water there to refresh your spirit. As you look at the beauty in your heart center, see that a path is illuminated and that that path calls you. Move to the light. Step onto the path and let the path take you upward. Come to the place of release and know that this place empowers you to let go of anything you do not wish to carry forward. See if there is a symbol or a color. And begin to move upward on the path again, but without effort, breathing in this air that is for you, that contains everything you need for your life. Breathe it in. Let it come up through your feet, fill your body as you move upward. And come to a place where peace lives. And take it into yourself. See if there is a symbol or a color. And remember it. Move upward now to the place of the gift. Resting the mind, know the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to come back down the path, breathing in the blessings on your path, breathing in all that is for you. Come back to your heart center and begin to breathe, to balance, and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.